Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, Villarreal, V-I-L-L-A-R-R-E-A-L, 520-89. Chief complaint, sore throat, number one. Number two, fever. Next number is tachycardia. Next number is feeling terrible. Next number is abdominal pain. Next number is nausea. Next number is abdominal bloating. Next number, swelling in the neck. Our patient is a 33-year-old school aide, school-aged children at home. Comes in today complaining about mentioned symptoms for 3 days. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problems, negative. Social. She's married, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She has an IUD in place with somewhat abnormal periods. She weighs 204 pounds, 98%, 98.5, 16, 110, 133 over 65. Heart, positive, phone positive, still tachycardic. Lungs, bronchi, but otherwise clear. Abdomen, soft. There's slight tenderness noted over the epigastric area. Very gassy abdomen. Neck shows copious mantle lymphadenopathy bilaterally. Cannot rule out thyroid mass. Skin shows no rash. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is very red and inflamed. Positive anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Assessment number one, positive strep. Number two, negative flu, negative COVID. Number three, Vocefin a gram now. Number four, Dexa 8 milligram now. Number five, Z Amoxil 875 BID. Next was Medrol dose pack. Next one was look at for signs of strep abscess, discussed. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck. Appears to be related to strep. Next number, thyroid is within normal limits. Next number is because of dizziness. We looked at a carotid, and also it was within normal limits. Next number is because of abdominal pain. And to check her for possible splenomegaly because of school-aged children exposure, we looked at her abdomen. It was completely negative. Next number, no more gallbladder. Next number is lots of liquid. Next number is pelvic exam showed the which was done because of abnormal periods, showed the copper IUD to be in place. Next number, if not improved, in 24 hours will return. Next numbers, otherwise signs of danger was discussed with patient, and she will call us right away or go to the emergency room if any noted. Thank you.